Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Saints of God. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank and praise God for this another Monday morning. Hallelujah. Here, hallelujah, and are ready to rumble. Praise the Lamb of God for Jesus. People of God, this day, praise the Lamb of God. We have given praise to God already. Hallelujah, had our morning coffee, as my mother used to say, drinking coffee with Jesus. That meant she had the Word of God in front of her. Praise the Lamb of God, our spiritual meditations and things of that nature. And now we are ready for this show, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And we are ready to give you some more inspiration this week to carry you, praise the Lamb of God, into this new year, praise the Lamb, with power, praise the Lamb of God, and a mind to be victorious through the promises of God. Praise the Lord. Victorious through the promises of God. The Lord has promised us so much. He has said he's going to do so much in this season. Our expectations are high. Praise the Lord. And I would that you would keep your expectations high, remembering the promises of God. I shared with the saints on yesterday that they need to really pay attention, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to what God has promised. And in their prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, make sure that they are pressing back in, hallelujah, to the presence of God, reminding him of what he has shared with them, reminding them of what the word of the Lord is, the promises of God, so that they will come into fruition and that they that the Lord will know that it's still on their hearts, praise the Lamb of God, that it's still on their hearts. We sometimes, I believe, let things go, praise the Lamb, and it's as if the Lord is saying, you didn't believe it. You don't even know it. You don't think about it. It don't even cross your mind what I promise you. If it come into fruition, it may blow you away. You may have a heart attack if I give you what I said. Praise the Lamb. And then I was telling them to prepare for what God, praise the Lamb of God, has promised. If God has promised to make you a millionaire, you need to be trying to find out something about finances or how to construct money and, praise the Lamb of God, how to make money work, this, that, or another, so you won't be robbed blind, praise the Lamb of God, how to deal with accountants or whatever. What preparation are you making, praise the Lamb of God, to receive the promise of God or what God has promised in your life? Hallelujah. Our co-host is here, praise the Lord. Lawrence London Jr., how are you today, sir?
Good. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm shake doing pretty good, man. I got a headache in my right eye, but you know how that goes. Praise the Lamb of God, overreating and what have you, straining of the eyes. That happens to us when we do too much of that. Praise the Lord. The eyeball's trying to give me a warning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. and we're here. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, what's happening on your side of the street?
And we're just holding it down. I've been listening to you, you know, just expecting, got a spirit of high expectation for all the things God has promised, man. Just really got high expectations going on and keeping my life in his hand, keeping my life in his hand.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, praise the Lamb of God. I was about to tell them how we was laughing at the devil yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, about time. Our service ended, we were laughing at the devil in communion and everything. Boy, I tell you the truth, what a wonderful service we had on yesterday. Hallelujah. The first Sunday of the year as we commune together, praise the Lamb of God in the presence of God. We're going to get into that a little bit more because I want to give those points out, Lawrence. We're going to discuss in detail, so to speak, the message that the Lord gave us on yesterday to give to the people. Praise the Lord. I text so many people yesterday morning, hallelujah, and put it on Facebook, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, pressing to the promise, praise the Lamb of God, pressing for the promise, hallelujah, and we brought that word forth yesterday as God gave us revelation on it, praise God, and I want to share that with you all today also, praise God, as we go into deeper into the show, hallelujah. We've been dealing again in the area of first fruits, people, I don't know, I guess because a lot of people have never heard of it and what have you, they're kind of confused about the first fruit issue, praise God, and how to give that first fruit and how to make it, beneficial to them, praise God, in what way and what the things they need to do. So I'm going to just go over the pattern a little bit, praise the Lamb of God, across the show. And then, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we're going to get into, what we do. Today is Decree and Declare Day. I don't know what's wrong with my tongue today, Lawrence. Today is Decree and Declare Day. Hallelujah. We make our spiritual declarations today. Praise the Lamb. We're doing it on the page. Hallelujah. We're doing it here on the show today. We're decreeing whatever. Always know that you can always give us a praise report or a testimony. I know some of you are. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has been so good. The Lord is moving. Praise the Lamb of God by his spirit in your life. And you have a testimony for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Or a praise report. You can definitely share that. Praise the Lamb of God with us. If you're listening to our voice, I'm kicking in now, Lawrence. You're listening to our voice, Praise the Lamb of God, via the internet, and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. The number here is 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live listening audience. Praise God, right here at PSM. Praise the Lord. People of God, I am excited about what God is about to do for us this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, I was telling the people yesterday, boy, and I heard so many, yes, Lord, and thank you, Jesus, when I said, some of us were so happy for 2012 to end. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, the trials, the tribulations, and all that came with that year. But it was all a fashioning, praise the Lamb of God. It was all a fashioning of God to bring us into being who we need to be in order for the promises to manifest in us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't receive the promise without the preparation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't receive preparation without process. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord, people of God. You have to have those, hallelujah, in order, praise the Lamb, to receive the promise. Do you will not handle it properly. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Lawrence James London Jr., what do you think we ought to do right now, Lawrence? I think we ought to go to prayer today, praise the Lamb of God, and give somebody the opportunity to pray for us and with us, or praise the Lamb of God, you and I will pray together, praise the Lamb of God, as we normally do. If you're here and you would like to pray with us today, you can, or pray for us, you can push one on your dial, and we will set it up for you, praise the Lamb of God, so you can pray on the air today. Praise the Lord, if you would like to, just push one on your dial, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. People are going back to school. We got to pray for the school systems. Praise the Lamb. You know, the vacation hour is over, so people are back in school. And we're reporting even here, since I said that on the page, hallelujah, we're returning back to our teachings on Monday night and Wednesday night. Monday night and Wednesday night we do, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to conclude the book of Revelations in the next few weeks. Praise the Lamb of God on Monday night. And then we're going to look at Daniel's prophecy, praise the Lamb, and it's going to connect with the book of Revelation. After that, we're going to go through Daniel, and then we're going into Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to be teaching out of the prophets, praise the Lamb of God. So you want to be with us as we continue to teach on Monday nights, and then Wednesday night is our prophetic manna night on the page. Praise the Lamb of God. We come on the page on Wednesday nights and we deliver a lecture, praise the Lamb of God, in the prophetic manna area to give us a greater insight to the prophetic. Praise the Lord. So you want to be there with us then. Praise God. We got a caller. I think somebody wants to get on and pray with us here. Eric Cole 61661.
Hello, family. This is Jermaine calling.
Jermaine is on the air, Lord.
Hey, Jermaine, how you doing?
How you doing, Pastor? Lord, Pastor
Shakespeare. Bless you. How you doing, brother? Good to hear you.
Bless you at the top of the week here, Jermaine. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, why are you calling in the day so early, Jermaine?
Yes, I'm calling in for testimonial. Call in to pray. If I can call and pray for. I'll pray for you all and give you all a new voice, if that's okay.
Amen.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
So awesome, Jermaine is going to say. And you got a testimony, Jermaine.
Yes. I'll pray first, and then I'll tell you about this testimonial that I'm hoping that I know that God is going to do. And but Father God, I come to you today, Lord. I've come to you, Lord, to give praise to you, Lord, and give praise to Pastor Shakespeare and Pastor London as they give inspiration on this Blog Talk Radio show. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, Lord, everything that you have did on this earth, every walk, everybody you have touched, I thank you, Lord, and I thank you for the connections that we have, all the positive connections that we have on this earth. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you to do something supernatural, Lord. Supernatural, Lord. I want you to come into our lives, Lord. Come into our lives, and those that don't know Jesus, I want you to touch them, Lord, so they can know you. I want you to do some things, Lord, that people are going to say this season that my God is very good, and he's good. He's good all the time. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for everything.
Yes.
And we praise you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for keeping a roof, getting a roof, put a roof over our heads, and those who are homeless. And we want you to look over these people and let them know that you are still in control no matter what the situation might be, Lord. Oh, Lord, we want you to move this season. Move like you've never moved before, because we all believe in you, and it's all about faith, because faith without works is dead, and we have to move with you, Lord Jesus. We have to move and understand that by faith, I know that you control everything. We don't have to put our trust in man. We don't have to put our trust in flesh, and know that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is moving in all of us, Lord Jesus. So please, Lord, we want you to move in our lives, and let these people know that you are the Almighty God, the awesome God that we praise every day, because we need you so much more. And we say thank you, Jesus, and we lift your name, and spiritually we say thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we bless Pastor Shakespeare for everything that he's doing on this Blog Talk Radio show. And we're going to ask you to move him as he moves us every single day of the week, and coming to us with the knowledge of your word, Lord Jesus. And thank Pastor Lennon also for coming in and helping us worship you, because we love you, and there's none other like you, because without you, we are nothing on this earth, and we need to praise you more in our schools, hospitals, and everywhere that we go, because we need you more than ever on this earth, and we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come to the Bible. I say, thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Jermaine. Praise God.
I pray.
God, Jermaine.
I wanted to tell you the testimonial. I went in yesterday. I used the manna oil, and I prayed for this young lady. She's into 7 different sports, and she's in high school. And she was in a car accident. And I went in and prayed with her, and I used your mantle oil. And I went in and prayed and asked the Lord to heal her and make her better. And so she lifted up her hand to me as I was praying with her, and as I was praying with her, I could feel the Holy Spirit moving. The Holy Spirit was just moving and through her. And as I felt that, she felt so comfortable. And she's a young girl. She felt so comfortable. And she just went right to sleep after that. And it was just an awesome thing to do. I just felt the family was willing to do it, because I asked the family, could I pray for her? And when I did that, she was very pleased with that. And I know that God is going to heal her in a miraculous, supernatural way. So I'm just going to keep faith.
My goodness.
You see, Lord. That's when your living is in vain. God shows up and show you praise.
I'm telling you, man.
Hallelujah, that the work is going forth. My goodness gracious of life. Man of God, you made my day. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm sure the London is over there with that smile from ear to ear. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow,
you know,
I know.
This is what we're talking about, man. You know, this season of signs and wonders and miracles that we have entered into, Jermaine, is not going to manifest. It's not going to really birth, praise the Lamb of God, and a lot of people, because they are afraid to do what you did. Praise the Lamb of God. They're afraid to use what the Lord has put into their hands to use and the gift that he has put into them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I take no credit. That holy mantle oil, praise the Lamb of God, I didn't know what I was doing. It was all orchestrated by the Lord. I just had that bottle of oil in there in the office and in my prayer garden, and I just never, ever used it. It was open, praise the Lamb of God. I had used it a couple of times, you know, myself and this, but I've always just had it there, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just had it right there, just, and you know, I guess just in case somebody came in and wanted to pray or something. And the Lord told me, it was a big, I mean, this is a gigantic bottle of oil, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And I never dreamt that the Lord was going to let it just sit there and marinate all those years, hallelujah, in his glorious presence, praise the Lamb of God. And I put the mantle on the altar with it and all of that. And then when I started using it, and the Lord told me, give it away and do this with it and do that with it and get it to the people. It's just been awesome, the praise reports that come back concerning the oil. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we have some oil in there right now. My goodness gracious. I'm telling you, Angel and I, praise the Lamb of God, right now is going back and forth about how to, through the postal service, to get the water to you guys. I just want you to know that. Praise the Lamb of God. It should be going out today. We have come to some happy medium on how to get the water out because the type of bottles that they're in and this, that, and another, and the way that the mother works for the U.S. Postal Service, the proper way of doing things. So we just want to make sure that you get it and you get it in a secured way and that it gets to you, praise God, without interruption. Praise the Lamb of God. So that holy oil, water is going out also, that the Lord blessed us to you. I never, Lawrence, Jermaine, dreamt in all of my days of preaching, my years of ministry, that I ever be doing anything like this. It just amazes me the way God is moving in this season and moving, praise the Lamb of God, through the material things, praise the Lamb of God, that signify his presence. Hallelujah, how he's blessing so many people, praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, through the show, through our page, and how so many are being developed in this season. But that holy boldness that you exemplify must fall from the saints. We must be bold enough, praise the Lamb of God, to step out and be identified as a servant of the Lord. We must be bold enough to stand up and allow people to see and know and understand that we believe in prayer, and that prayer works, and that God is a healer, and that God is a deliverer, that God is a way maker. We have to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. It just has to be done. Hallelujah. And we're just grateful and thankful to God that you came on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. And your testimony. Hallelujah. People of God, you count it as nothing, but if that was your daughter, praise the Lamb of God, you would want somebody. Oh, yeah, you would want somebody. Praise the Lamb of God who know Jesus.
Yes, yeah.
To step up, anoint, and lay hands on your child. Praise the Lamb of God who's been hurt in some type of accident, whether it's at school or what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's bringing prayer back, praise the Lamb of God, to where it needs to be. Hallelujah. Yeah. With the demonstration, praise the Lamb of God. That's one thing to pray There's another thing, right? It's another thing to have the demonstration. Hallelujah. And that's what we're talking about. That's what Lawrence and I are here teaching and trying our best to show forth, praise the Lamb of God, every day of our lives as we go. Hallelujah. To various places and what have you. We're trying to show forth the goodness and the glory of God. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, what a wonderful way to start the show off today.
Yeah.
Lawrence, what do you think about that, sir?
Man, like I said, you said it all. It is so awesome to see, man, my brother. I remember when he first called in. I remember when he first called in, and his passion to learn, and all the things he would ask, and the questions, and his longing to get more education, and spiritual education, and prophetic, and just in God, and just to see him step out in faith and boldness. And to go forward like that, man, I'm telling you, there are people who went to a church that had thousands of members in it and didn't do what you did. I'm telling you, it's people that's been in four walls worshiping and doing their thing all day Sunday and didn't do what you did. Man, you have exemplified kingdom ministry and started this show off with a blaze, man. If people don't understand, you started this thing out with an awesome fire, with an awesome blaze, man. Bless you, Jermaine, man, and keep on growing in the Lord. Keep your life in his hands, man, because you're in the right position, man, and it's only going to get higher and greater and better, man. Awesome,
man. You know, as they say, by faith, you know, you do everything by faith, but they say faith without works. So I decided, I said, well, I need this. I'm hungry for this revelation from God, and I want to be in the presence of God, and want to be in the throne, at that throne where he's given me that instruction. So I felt that it was up to me, myself, to work on behalf of my own, and then God will look at that and say, okay, you know, I'll take care of the rest. You take the first step, I'll do the rest. All I want you to do is step out and praise his name, and that's what I did, and I would do it for anybody, you know, that's in sick or whatever, you know, that because this is God's will, and he wants us all as saints to step out.
Amen. Not only that, you just stepped out. You came and took over prayer.
He didn't get a chance to set it up or nothing, did he, Lawrence?
He just took over prayer.
He just came in and just gangstered prayer today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, you a mess, man. But you the kind of mess we like. Hallelujah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mess
to
show up in everything for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Only Lars London would have noticed that.
If you could have saw me over here smiling, I was smiling from ear to ear. I was all right. I almost had tears coming to my eyes. I was smiling so big.
I got tired of those bells ringing, so I said, well, I got to ring right this year.
This is awesome. This is awesome. My goodness. And this is, you know, this is exactly, oh, my God, I felt the heavy presence of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, as I'm about to speak to you guys. But I'm just saying this is a part of, a major part, people of God, of the promise, praise the Lamb of God, that God is about to manifest and is manifesting in, praise the Lamb of God, our lives. He wants to be used by us. It's not just, praise the Lamb of God, it's time for you to get your bank, it's time for you to get your blessing, it's time for you to get this. It's about, are you ready to be used by God? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you ready for God to really use you through what he's about to do for you, praise the Lamb of God, and to you? Are you ready, praise the Lamb of God?
I don't think they're ready. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm being totally honest. I don't know. That's a good question. People take that question
to
pass,
step out,
but that's a good question.
Zone. Are you ready to get out of that comfort zone? Praise the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Are you ready to get a comfortable place that you've been in and say, Lord, here am I, use me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. You know, the promises of God are all yes, yeah, and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. They all have a vital place in our lives as it relates to how God is setting us up to receive the blessing and receive the promises that he has made to us. Praise the Lamb of God. For years and years back, I have some promises in there on the altar, my goodness gracious, that I know God has spoke to me. I refuse to take them off the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. I have seen 20, 25 years go by, and then God, praise the Lamb of God, calls what he said to take place, praise the Lamb of God, to come forth in my life. I have seen children's birth into the world, hallelujah, as a result of the promise of God. I know what God can do, and God has allowed me to watch the trajectory, praise the Lamb of God, or the process that he uses in order, praise the Lamb of God, for his word to come into fruition. And then, praise the Lamb of God, many times when God does that, hallelujah, that seemed like the biggest blessing in your life, praise the Lamb of God, can erode or dissipate, praise the Lamb of God, due to the fact that God has done what he said he's going to do with it and through it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now watch it. Watch me, people of God, because I want to give you some things today. Praise the Lawrence and I is going to, and whoever else, Jermaine, you want to talk about it, can stay on with us. Praise the Lamb of God. But the promises of God, hallelujah, as we see it, praise the Lamb of God, are both conditional and unconditional. The promises of God are both conditional and unconditional. They're unconditional in the fact that they are going to come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, we've stated stuff like this before. Hallelujah. They can skip over you if you're not ready to get it. Praise the Lamb of God, and fall into the lap of one of your children. Hallelujah, and then we'll receive the manifestation of that blessing. We see this pattern perfectly, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, when it comes down to David and Solomon and David building the temple and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and God telling him, I can't let you do that, but I'm because I told you you would, I'm going to let your son do it, praise the Lamb of God, but you don't qualify. Because I can't let you build it, praise the Lamb of God, when you have innocent blood on your hands, praise the Lamb of God, because he had killed Uriah. Praise the Lord, the husband of Bathsheba, who was, praise the Lamb of God. In fact, Solomon's mother, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But through that, he says, I'm going to let your son do this. Now watch this. watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. In Romans, which we talked about yesterday, Lawrence, Romans, the fourth chapter, praise the Lamb of God, and the 20th verse. Well, this whole chapter is just so powerful as it relates to the promise, praise the Lamb of God. But these words are recorded. It says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, praise the Lamb of God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Talking about Abraham, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Praise the Lamb of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When you read that surfacely, that unbelief just hits you right in the face as, you know, having a mindset that says it's not going to happen. Well, I don't believe that God, is too deep for God, it's too great for God, blah, 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 blah. And the average person don't have that mindset. The average person believe and know that God can do anything, praise the Lamb of God. We state it, but that's not an unusual statement. Those of us who believe that there is a God in heaven who created everything, we know God can do anything, praise the Lamb of God, because why? Because he God, praise the Lord. So we know and believe that God can do anything. Hallelujah. But, praise the Lamb of God, the unbelief comes through our actions and our lifestyle, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that causes, watch this, that causes, praise the Lamb of God, us to move into a place, hallelujah, that the manifestation cannot mature, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. See, you can do some things in your life and your living, even as Abraham did, praise the Lamb of God, that will hold your blessing up for years and years and years. Praise the Lamb. That's what happened when God promised him his son. He moved in a way, praise the Lamb of God, through Haggai and Ishmael, when they come on the scene, this holds up the promise of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God is faithful to his word, and he watches over his word, praise the Lamb of God, so that his word will come to pass. But when Abraham and his wife did that, God said, you know what? Now I have to wait until all of this come to get out the way, you know, in order for me to do what I need to do. Praise God. That is what was supposed to happen, praise the Lamb of God, as quick as Ishmael came into the world. Praise the Lamb of God. It took 25 years almost. Praise the Lamb. Right at 25 years for Abraham to receive the promise because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, his action was an action of, watch this, belief but unbelief. And I know that sounds paradoxical. But him and his wife believed he could have a baby by Haggai. But it was unbelief because it wasn't the way that God said he wanted it to happen. You see the oxymoron there?
Exactly.
That's how you give your son to your wife. You go get a son to your neighbor. And then you want to say, but I still got a son. Hello, light bulbs.
Nah.
You see?
They believe.
See, if you really believe God, then you allow the process that God wants to take to take place so that the manifestation will come the way that God wants it to come. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have to get ourselves out the way. Hallelujah. So, in saying that, praise the Lamb of God, when the Lord showed me this text, And revealed to me, praise the Lamb of God, that this has much to do with the promises being manifested into the lives of the believer today, of all of these great promises that God has made, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The first thing the Lord spoke to me by the Spirit was, praise the Lamb of God, that the believer must, praise the Lamb of God, become compliant with the covenant, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. All of us need to really look, praise the Lamb of God, in our covenant relationship, hallelujah. Yeah. Y'all can put this on Facebook, they solid and sound, hallelujah, that we need to become compliant with the covenant relationship that we have made with God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Those are both, for the lack of a better term, Lawrence, I'm going to say the general covenant, praise the Lamb of God, has cut the deal. All of us, or at least probably the majority of us, received our first Holy Communion of the year yesterday. That was all about a covenant, praise the Lamb of God. It wasn't just the eating of the body and the drinking of the blood. Hallelujah. That eating and drinking had a purpose. Hallelujah. That was the seal of the deal, praise the Lamb of God, the stamp of approval, hallelujah, the signature, if you would, of God through Jesus Christ concerning the new covenant, praise the Lamb of God. And that's when he sits at the table and discuss with them a new testament, a new covenant I give you tonight, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. That you would love one another, as I have loved you. That was one of the first stipulations. Praise God. The primary stipulation of the covenant for you to even enter into the covenant is repentance of dead works. Praise the Lamb of God. The repentance of your sin and dead works that have to be removed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. See, and a lot of us, we fall short of the covenant, praise the Lamb of God, without acknowledging it. And Satan dupes us to live in that covenant, in that unbroken covenant, rather. Not unbroken, in the broken covenant, praise the Lamb of God, because we have broke the covenant, because we have went back into a sinful state. Hallelujah. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. We have went back in a sinful state, and or, praise the Lamb of God, we are not living out the covenant of love, loving God with our whole heart, our mind, our body, and our soul. Think on that just for a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you really love him like that? Hallelujah. Do you really love him like that, or do you just say you love him like that?
Yeah.
Do you love your neighbor? Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, light bulb. Until the identification card that you carry is love, not dead works.
No.
Identified by your dead works, or are you identified because of your love? Wow. Wow. Praise the Lamb of God. Can anybody look at you and see love? And see actions of love? Can anybody really, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, say that you are a love child, a child of God, that God is love and you are love, that you do things out of love, praise the Lamb of God, and not because of what you're going to get out of it? See, this said that that's dead works, praise the Lamb of God. That's dead works. Anything that we're doing, praise the Lamb of God, for ourselves, hallelujah, but we are covering it in the guise of religion, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I said it, praise the Lamb of God. We are doing dead works because it means nothing to God. God is looking at it and saying, I'm going to use that for the glory of my people, but you and I, we have an issue. Praise the Lamb. And you better hope you get it right before the judgment. Because at the judgment, God's going to be able to say to you, I never knew you. So we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding what covenant is. Okay, Lawrence, Jermaine, let's talk about covenant. My mind's open. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My mind's open. I'm listening.
The covenant. when I think about Mr. Murray talking, when I think about the covenant, it's something that you have to strongly agree with our Lord Christ Jesus, and it's something that you don't just take the covenant and say, okay, you know, I'm gonna believe you today, but when the covenant does happen, I'm not going to believe it, because when God tells you something that is going to come to pass, you have to be ready, no matter what the circumstances is. And this was makes God upset, I do believe, because you're saying it in the beginning, oh, yes, the covenant, I'm going to believe it when it does come. But then when it does come, I'm just going to, you know, walk away from it because I didn't think it was really gonna come. It's like you said, it's an oxymoron based on what Abraham and was saying as far as this covenant. So you have to be ready, and this is why I do believe you have what you call hypocrites that are in it. Most of them in the church, they believe, but then when the promise comes, they don't believe. So God gets upset and he's frowning upon his people that so-called worship him when the covenant is broken.
My goodness gracious. Go ahead, man.
So I believe exactly everything that you're saying. You have to be ready for God and be ready for the battle, for whatever the covenant may be, because it's going to be battles on this earth. So you have to be, in other words, a real saint, a real true human being for God in the flesh, as well as in the Holy Spirit, as far as when the covenant is ready.
Amen.
All right, go ahead, Lawrence.
I just want to add, and I'm just going to say this as far as this is concerned, it is not ironic. It is not ironic that God called Israel his bride and God calls his church his bride, which really, really brings the covenant that we're talking about, a covenant relationship with God, basically that, a relationship. And when we don't see that relationship, what happens, we enter into the church or we don't teach this covenant relationship. We don't teach that this is actually, as God compares it, as a marriage, a relationship marriage. So whenever you go outside of that relationship, what you are doing is you are that's why he called his people adulterous. You know, when you don't keep the covenant, you are actually committing adultery against God, the one that has his love for you and set his eyes upon you. When you don't seek him, when you don't seek him daily, it ain't nothing like being in a relationship with somebody who you love, but they run around loving everybody else more than they love you. When we don't see the covenant as that type of relationship, because it's not ironic that he calls Israel his bride. He gives Hosea the prophecy of marrying a prostitute so he can feel his heart when it comes to what happens when he doesn't have good covenant relationship with his people. And he calls his church his bride, and he's looking for that bride, and he's coming back for that bride. I mean, his covenant, his relationship, the covenant is more of a relationship thing that means so much to God, but for some reason we haven't taught it enough so it can mean a lot to us as a whole, as a body of Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, both of you guys, you mentioned something very powerful in the covenant that's summed up in the marriage relationship. Praise the Lamb of God, because that's the greatest covenant in the earth dimension that we could enter into. Praise the Lamb of God. There's no covenant greater than the marriage relationship in our in our world, praise the Lamb of God. The only covenant greater than that is the covenant that we have with God through the sacrificial sacrifice, if you would, of Jesus Christ. When we look at the marriage relationship, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is supposed to be second to none, hallelujah, and then we look at the relationship that we have with God and with Christ through of the shedding of his blood. A husband don't have to shed blood for his wife. A wife does not have to shed blood for her husband at the time of the covenant. Praise the Lamb of God. In order for Jesus to make the covenant that he made with us, he had to die. Praise the Lamb of God. He had to shed his blood in order for the deal to be sealed. We get married in the earth realm, and nobody has to die about it.
That's right.
Yeah. Although we should die to our old ways now that we're married, and which that's why so many marriages are disrupted, praise the Lamb of God, is because of the fact that somebody don't want to die, hallelujah, to their old ways. They don't want to die, praise the Lamb of God, just as in the Christ relationship. When we come into Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, he asks us to come. He bids us come and die, as Bonhoeffer says. Praise Dietrich Bonhoeffer in his book, The Cost of Discipleship. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Praise the Lamb of God. So when we die that death, hallelujah, to our fleshly ways, to dead works, praise the Lamb of God, and the light of Christ and the life of Christ, hallelujah, comes in us and upon us, praise the Lord, through the free gift that God gives us of eternal life, justification, all of that that comes along with that, the benefits that come along with that. We about this grace act, praise the Lamb of God, this grace act through faith, then we have to come to a place of saying, I can't live the way I used to be. If everybody, watch this, lungs, if everybody had came into their Christ life fully before they got married, then all marriages would work.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely.
You see what I'm saying, Lawrence?
Yeah.
Praise
yeah,
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Either you have your Christ life together and you meet a woman, praise the Lamb of God, that you think either has it or you can transform through years of, not you yourself transforming them, but the process of, you know, spiritual growth and development one with another, that both of you all can come into a oneness, praise the Lamb of God, just because she's a believer. But then you find out that there's some things she don't want to die to.
Yeah.
And then there's some women that will say the same thing. Well, you know, praise the Lamb of God, there's some things that you don't want to die to, praise the Lamb. And so therefore, we find ourselves in this tug of war of struggling, praise the Lamb of God. But it should not be that way in Christ.
That's right.
That's it.
But we struggle, praise the Lamb of God, with our side of the covenant of these dead works and these things that we supposedly have repented of and turned from, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can reap the total benefits of the covenant of God, praise the Lamb of God, which includes the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, which includes, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to make your name great, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, through the Abrahamic blessing. All of that is included in the package of the covenant. All of that is in there, praise the Lamb of God, in the fine print, that I'm going to bless you, hallelujah. Our problem is we don't embrace the covenant wholeheartedly, praise the Lamb of God. When we embrace this covenant wholeheartedly, then the promise is going to manifest, praise the Lamb of God, in our lives. And this is what, praise the Lamb of God, God has had a problem with for a very long time when it comes down to the people of God. Hallelujah. This is what God has a problem with those of us, praise the Lamb of God, and we need to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of revisiting the covenant and making sure, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm living the covenant life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
So basically, Pastor, you're saying that we should have a daily checklist of what those Ten Commandments that Moses gave us, the law, that Ten Commandments, are we doing these Ten Commandments and living holy with Christ?
Once we come into the Christ relationship, praise the Lamb of God, the Ten Commandments should be absolute automatic just by the knowledge of it, praise the Lamb of God. For those of us that's in Christ, there is no more condemnation, praise the Lamb of God. For those of us who are, and listen to what I'm saying, that's in Christ. It's impossible for me to be in Christ, praise the Lamb of God, and living like the devil all at the same time. It's evident that I'm not in Christ.
Absolutely.
And there was silence in heaven about the space of an hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
and it's the thing is, as you mentioned about the marriages, there's a lot of, you can't go in doing the same things you used to do, and because a lot of things you're gonna have to cut off. You know, if you are truly sincere about your marriage, you just can't do going out with your boys and doing things that you did, you know, when you were single. And
truly,
you know, You just can't do that. Have your cake and ice cream and expect to still be married, because it's not going to work in Christ's eyes. It's not going to work.
That's not going to work. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's the same thing with the covenant with God. You can't live in the world, praise the Lamb of God, and expect to reap the benefits of the covenant. God is not stupid. Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute. We got another call. 708 area code.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're fine. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Praise God. I wanted to make a quick comment on the covenant prophet, and I am in total agreement with everything that's being said. And another thing that we have to understand is that we, as being married, we do not recognize the difference between a covenant and a contract. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
We take for granted the marriage to the Lord as a contract, and it is not a contract. The difference is, a covenant is sealed by blood. A contract is sealed by pencil and paper. The consequences of breaking a contract are not as vital as the consequences of breaking a covenant. There's only one way to break a covenant, and that's only through death. But we don't recognize that until it's too late. You know, we expect God to fulfill his part of the covenant, but we don't want to be responsible in fulfilling ours.
Well, true. That's what we're speaking of here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to the covenant relationship, if we do not enter into the covenant relationship, and the majority of us don't, praise God, we do the covenant with Jesus Christ, the covenant with God, the same way we do every other covenant. That is, we jump out, we see what we want, we sign the contract, and then we get it home. I remember the furniture stores were doing this Art Van here in Detroit and many other furniture stores, Gardner White, others was doing this, Lawrence, they were doing this thing on get your furniture today and don't pay for a year. You don't have to pay nothing for a year, all this kind of stuff. But, and a lot of people just were signing up for it. I got a year to pay it off. What they didn't read is the interest is going to be compound. So even if you pay half of it off, when the rest of the bill kicked in after the year, it came with compound interest, which was more than it was if you had it when you, even though you paid the half of the principal, when the compound interest kicked in, praise the Lamb of God, they saw how, I mean, I bought this furniture set for $1,500, and I'm really got to pay like $3,500 for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you signed the contract. We enter into contracts on what we want and not what, praise the Lamb of God, the contract really reads and what it really says. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, we enter into the covenant with Jesus Christ the same way. We join church. Hallelujah, we don't join Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We join church, we don't join Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of us that enter in to this state of repentance, we go into this state of repentance and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, from dead works and this, that, and another, blah, 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 and we don't understand the fullness of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure I repented of my sins so Jesus can enter into my life. Jesus entered into our life, then we struggle with Jesus for the rest of our lives. We struggle with giving him the preeminence. We struggle with, praise the Lamb of God, understanding that the covenant says, if I come in, I'm going to rearrange your furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to redecorate your house. I'm going to bring a sword in to sever the relationship between you and your family.
Hmm.
Your friend's not going to like you anymore if you let me come in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we struggle with Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. We struggle with God, hallelujah, when it comes down to our covenant relationship with him, because we still want to live the old life. We want to have the same friends and everything that we always had and have Jesus on board also. And Jesus said, no, you can't hang out like this no more.
Mm.
It's over. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And we really don't want to change. We want the change from being poor to being blessed. We want the change from not going to hell to eternal salvation. But in the between that, we want to live the way we want to live and then just want God to bless us as we make our choices and our decisions. So then what good was it for Christ to come in? Praise the Lamb of God. And the same thing happened when you get married. We get married and we do the same thing. Our whole marriage ends up being, praise the Lamb of God, a tug of war, hallelujah, about adjusting. Because nobody really want to adjust. Nobody really want to come into this adjustment period, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to the covenant relationship with God. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have to come to understand that covenant is important in the eyes of God, people. Covenant is important, praise the Lamb of God, in the eyes of the Lord. And if you're going to be a part of the blessings of God in this season, then you're going to have to deal with the covenant. I'm going to the next point, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, because of the other ground I want to come. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're touching on it right now. The next point that I made yesterday was, that the Spirit of the Lord gave me, was about compromising. Praise the Lamb of God. About compromising with the world. If you notice, in the word compromise is the word promise. Praise the Lamb of God. When we compromise with the world, you're really compromising your promise. Hallelujah. You're gambling with your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, y'all better hear me. Hallelujah. I wish Lawrence would ring that bell now. Glory to God. Y'all better hear me when I say this to you. Praise the Lamb. There is so many of us, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I'll do it myself. There is so many of us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I know, saints, this kind of stuff you really don't want to hear, praise the Lamb of God. There's so many of us who are compromising. While compromising, praise the Lamb of God, with the world, hallelujah, and you're really compromising the promise that's on your life when you compromise with the world, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? You're really compromising your promise. That's what you really compromise. When you compromise with the world, praise the Lamb of God, trying to live the world life and live the God life all at the same time, then whatever promises God has made to you, you're compromising them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're with your promise on the table. And I promise you, you're going to lose. Hallelujah. I promise you, you're going to lose. Praise the Lamb. And we must come to a place, of understanding, hallelujah, that when God calls us out of the world, hallelujah, when this call comes, praise the Lamb of God, that God is not playing with us. He almost have to break some of our backs to get us out of the world, praise the Lamb, by letting the world, praise the Lamb, bring us almost to a point of death. He has to break us down just that hard in order for us to see that the world is not your friend, praise the Lamb of God. That they that's in the world are not your friend. That they mean you no good. Hallelujah. That they're using you. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. All of this comes into play. Why? Because we're compromising. We want to be liked by everybody. We want the world to like us. Praise the Lamb of God. We want friends, family, everybody to like us, praise the Lamb. And it's right there in black and white and even in red that Jesus tells you, praise the Lamb of God, you hang with me, the world going to hate you. But we cannot grab hold to this, praise the Lamb of God, and embrace this, hallelujah, in a way, praise the Lamb, that is beneficial to us. We hear the word, but we don't embrace it. We don't grab it and say, wow, my goodness, the world is going to hate me. No, really, the world already does, praise the Lamb of God. From the moment, praise the Lamb of God, that you identify with Christ, you are despised, praise the Lamb of God. And all of you know it, praise God. It's right there in our faces every single day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in our face every single day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. You go to work, you try to blend in with the people on your job, they wind up hating you because you compromise. I'm right. Because soon as you bring up Jesus and start talking about the Lord, you get ostracized. Praise the Lamb of God. Soon as you start trying to practice the principles of Christ and the love of Jesus, they look at you like you're crazy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no peace on your job until you recognize, hallelujah, that I'm standing out like a sore thumb because I have the seal of the living God in my forehead, and these people are not going to like me. They are not going to like me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We go, and we as believers, we sit around, I hate my job. Don't nobody like me on the job. It's so much confusion. It's supposed to be there. It's supposed to be that way because you're there. The world loves its own. The Bible tells you that. Now, are you a part of the world or are you a part of Christ? Praise the Lamb. There can be no compromise. When you compromise, you're a double agent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you're a double agent, then you have no place with Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't believe me? Ask Judas Iscariot. That's what he was. Judas was a double agent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And because he was a double agent, you see what happened to him, don't you?
Yes.
So we have to come to a place as a believer, praise the Lamb, if we're going to receive the promise of God in this season. People of God, I'm trying to bless you. I'm really, really, all of this, I'm trying to help you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not as flavorful as it was, praise the Lamb of God, with me preaching it. in that church mode that we were in yesterday with the praise and worship and all that. But praise the Lamb, this is the depth of it, praise God. And this is what we need to really understand about compromising with the world, because your promise that you want so desperately, praise the Lamb of God, to come, I want it to come for you. I want mine to come. But this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, that we're compromised with the world, praise the Lamb of God, and what we're really compromising is the promise that's in the word compromise. You're rolling dice on your promise. Don't do it, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're going to roll with them, then you're not rolling with Christ. Hallelujah. If you're going to roll with the world, then you roll with the world. Praise the Lamb of God. But the promises of God, that's yes, yea, and amen, are not coming to your house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because a lot of us just think it's just going to bust the door down, and here we are in our mess, and it's just going to fall in our hands, and we're going to run out hollering, yeah, thank you. It's not coming that way, people of God. Hallelujah. It's coming through the elect, the chosen, the set aside, praise the Lamb of God, of those of us who have identified ourselves with Christ. We have identified ourselves with him to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that you're known. That you're known, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and that people know that you belong to Jesus Christ. Jermaine made a bold statement, praise the Lamb of God, when he laid hands and anointed that girl with oil, hallelujah. Wherever he go, the people that was there talking about it, when they hear his name, they're going to say, that's that man that prayed. That's that man that put the oil on her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're marked. You are marked. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of us haven't been marked because we ain't done nothing. We ain't witnessed to nobody. We ain't done nothing. And we think as being secret agent Christians, we got all these blessings coming, and you don't. Because if God can't use you, praise the Lamb of God, if you're not usable, then he can keep you on the back shelf, praise the Lamb of God, with just, I'm taking care of you, praise the Lamb. You're eating and you're living the normal life that everybody wants to live. But if you're going to come to the front stage, hallelujah, if you're going to polish up your act by living the life, praise the Lamb of God, that God has ordained for you, then, brothers and sisters, that's a whole different story. That's a whole nother ball game. Praise the Lamb of God. Now God has to give some other stuff to go along with you, praise the Lamb of God, as his representative in the earth. Hello, light bulbs. Hello. See what President Clinton's wife, praise the Lamb of God, what she received from the U.S. government as an ambassador, praise those are the, those that are sitting in the House of Representatives don't get. They wish they had her position. That's a prestigious position as an ambassador for the U.S. A lot of benefits come with that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jermaine, you laughing about it? You know I'm telling you something.
Yeah, about those benefits.
There's a lot of benefits with being the ambassador.
Yeah,
praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But a lot of us don't want to walk in that. Oh no, we don't want to walk in that. Those benefits, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those benefits are just too tight. That's too tight of a walk to everywhere you go to be called the ambassador of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Everywhere you go, praise the Lamb. Everybody want to be on front stage, but they don't want to count the cost of being out there. Praise the Lamb of God. When you identify with Christ, praise the, you're going to go through some mess. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I can open up this line right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of the people that listen to me are telling you, I have to agree with you. I never dreamt I would go through the stuff that I've been through, praise the Lamb, because we think everybody's going to be happy for us that we saved, and everybody's going to come and love us and give a little party for you. Praise the devil alive with a bow tie on. Hell is mad with you, praise the Lamb of God. And everybody that the devil can work through, he going to work through, praise the Lamb of God, to make you feel that you are the misfit. Praise the Lamb of God, that you are the one that's wrong, that you're on the wrong side, on the wrong team, praise the Lamb of God, and that you're doing. And you better come to understand that, people of God. Hallelujah. You better come to understand it, that's the way this is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, if you're going to be with God, then no, you can't compromise. Praise the Lamb of God. Can't compromise with the world. Praise the Lord. That's over. I'm talking to you. Ding dong, ding dong. You're going to run with Christ. You're going to run with these blessings. You're going to run with these promises. Then you got to make up your mind that you're not going to compromise with the world. Praise the Lamb. You must start doing things according to the Holy Scriptures and not according to what you think, praise the Lamb of God, or what you feel is right. Hallelujah. This, that, or another. You better check God's word before you do it. Praise the Lamb of God. I just felt that was the right thing to do, so I did this and I did that. I had a lady in my church, praise the Lamb of God, years ago, hallelujah, just going through struggle and struggle and struggle financially, and then finally she confessed up. Prophet, I do my best to be all that God wants me to be. I've always, hallelujah, I take my tithes, and you know, when I don't bring them to church, if I don't put them in church, praise God, I help somebody with them. I said, sweetheart, you're out of order in the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. She said, what you mean? I said, you cannot take God's tithes and do what you want to do with it. But I'm doing good. I'm helping people with it. I said, that's not what the tithe is for. See, a lot of people want to put, praise the Lamb of God, a compromise on the word of God. You can't compromise the word of God. The word of God says what the word of God says. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's right there. Bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse. Well, I showed it out there. Now, you break that up any way you want to say, I don't have to bring all of it. that I can use this for this, that, and another. Then I showed her chapter 26 in Deuteronomy, praise the Lamb of God, where Israel, when they gave their first fruits and their tithes, how they pledged to God out loud out of their mouth, saying, we have done according to your word. We have brought all of the tithes into your house. We have brought our first fruits into your house, and we have gave. We have not spent it on the dead. So we have not even given it to the dead for somebody's funeral. Hello, light bulbs. Ding, dong, ding. Hallelujah. We have not given it to the poor. We didn't give it to the widows. We ain't gave it to nobody. We did what you told us to do with it. Now, bless us. That's what that is. Read the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the restating of the law. Right there in the Bible, people. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't have the right to go in God's tithe that you owe God and say, you know what I'm going to do with this? This week, I'm going to give this to my cousin because my cousin, they light bill. No, give them your lunch money. Don't give them God's money. Mm-hmm. Give them the money that you bought them boots with. Take them boots and take those gym shoes and take that dress and stuff back to the store, turn it in, get the money, and give it to them. Don't give them what you owe God because you're setting yourself up for a curse. Ding dong, the witch just rolled over and kicked the bucket. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 702, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. I just had to jump in on this. This is Pam Kaler. You said exactly what I said yesterday to somebody. You don't get to choose what you do with the tithe. It is God's. It is holy. Period.
Period. It belongs to God. It's holy, it's sanctified, and it's his. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, you don't even owe it to me. It's mine. You can't owe me what's mine.
Exactly.
You owe a debt.
Exactly.
He said, that's mine. Praise the Lamb of God.
If we would get the picture, it's just another, God loves having open doors that he can bless us through.
Woo, he loves it.
The tithe covers so much that people have no idea the width and the depth, like to generations, that the tithe will flow to and will cover when you keep it holy. And I just look at it like this, Prophet. It isn't ours. God just lets it flow through our hands so he has a venue to bless us through.
Right. Sweetheart, this is what happens. God allows it to come into your hand so that you can participate in the faith action.
In the kingdom work, yes.
That's right. When you participate in the faith action of the kingdom work by obeying God, that's what faith really boils down to, is obeying God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Once I heard the word of God, I got to respond to it.
Exactly.
When I respond to God in the positive, faith has done its perfect work. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And so now God has to do what God said he's going to do because I have done what God has told me to do. God knows my heart, and God knows this, and God knows. He sure do know. He know you disobedient. That's what he knows.
Right.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of people trying to give offerings and throw money at God in an offering when they haven't given the tithe. If you haven't given your tithe, don't give an offering because you're just adding more curse to your life. And it's not an offering because you've already stolen from God.
We need to be ringing the bell the whole show. We need just be ringing the bell over and over and over again. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to just have a dong bell sounding right now because the truth of the matter. Praise the Lamb of God. When we have a breakdown in our word relationship, praise the Lamb of God, that's compromise. I have compromised the word of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Anytime I do anything outside of what God has commanded, what God has requested, what my love relationship demands of me, then brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, I have stepped off into compromisation. And once you step off into that, you are in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. You are in trouble. Hallelujah.
You said it. Those who love me keep my commands.
Those who love me keep my commandments. Praise the Lamb of God. You are so right.
And you know why, Prophet? Because money is so important to us in this society, and God knows that.
Yes. I just shared that with the people of God yesterday when we took out the first house. I said, you know, it's the first Sunday of the year.
Wow.
Don't mess up the first one. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever you owe God, you ought to give it. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever you owe God, you ought to give it. I saw people reopening their envelopes. I said, why are you going to come to the house of God on the first Sunday of the year?
Wow.
Embracing promises that you want from God, and you're going to mess up, praise the Lamb of God, the road to your promise, because you refuse to make straight a highway for God to come. You got a crooked road. You made it crooked because you crooked.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, my son was 26. He was beat up and left for dead outside of a bar in South Dakota in January. It was like 30 below. The doctor said if the blow to his head would have been a half inch, one direction or the other, I forget which direction, it would have instantaneously killed him. They said if it hadn't have been so cold that he lay there for 2 hours, if it hadn't have been so cold, he would have been dead. They had to transport him 4 hours to a different hospital. I was scheduled to work a post-abortion healing retreat that weekend. It happened on a Friday morning, and I was to be there at 3 o'clock. Well, I called my leader and said, I got to go to South Dakota. By the time I got home, airfares had gone from $400 to $1,200, and there were stopovers, and they were canceling flights right, left, and center. I couldn't get there, Prophet, for his surgery the next morning. I couldn't get there. And on the way home, God had said to me, just as you have rescued so many babies from death, I rescued your son. Get home, can't get a flight, call my leader back and say, well, you know what, I can't get there, so I'm coming to the retreat. So I go and sew at this retreat where it is unbelievably emotional. We're dealing with these women who've aborted their babies, and now they're ready to deal with it. We go through the weekend. He goes into surgery the next morning. A four-hour surgery was 6 hours. Reconstructive surgery on his face. He gets out. They've got a good report. His jaw's wired shut, but he's able to somehow, you know, kind of talk to me. The next day we're planning our memorial service for these babies that have been aborted. The next day it's at noon. It's been barely 24 hours since the surgery. And all of a sudden I think, wow, God, I could have been planning my son's funeral instead of this memorial service. My son calls. He is on his way home from the hospital.
My God in heaven.
It is 24 hours. He's had 6 hours of reconstructive surgery to his face.
My God.
He was left for dead.
My God in heaven.
And God spoke to me in that instant, and he said, it's the tithe.
Lord, have mercy.
Jeez.
Lord, have
that
mercy.
Tithe.
And people don't understand.
Cannot compromise, flowed. And
Kelly, a lot of people do not understand the parameter of what the tithes cover. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you really pay attention, praise the Lamb of God. I'm turning to it right now because people really don't understand. Praise the Lamb of God. What your dime cover? It's a dime out of a dollar. Praise the Lord, a dime out of every dollar. They really don't understand what the tithe really cover. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't understand it. They really don't. Praise God. When you pay your tithes, hallelujah, when you pay your tithes to the Lord, Let me see what it says. The Malachi the third. Listen what it says. It says, will a man rob God? You have robbed me, yep. But you say, how have we robbed thee? The Lord saying, tithes and offering. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Watch this.
Wow.
Bring all. See, this was a problem. This was a problem. This is not written
right.
Just a warning. This is what was written because God was upset about it.
Right.
God tells them, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and try me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. Now watch this. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Mm.
Do you know what a devourer
Glory
is?
God.
And
that's
he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine
wow.
cast before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. This
wow.
that's powerful blessing upon your tithe. See, we always want to receive finances. We want money to come. But this is greater than money. I will rebuke the devourer.
That's right.
From what's devouring your seed.
Mm-hmm.
I will rebuke the devourer off of you. Praise the Lamb of God. What's killing things off that's in your life. That's what a devourer does. Praise the Lamb of God. Look what the verse 12 said. And all nations shall call you blessed. For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. But I'm telling you, we have to come to the place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, just how great the magnitude is upon our seed, praise the Lamb of God. But the average one of us do not want to walk in that blessing. We don't want to walk in that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We would rather, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, suffer and squander a whole year, praise the Lamb of God, every year, year after year, compromising, praise the Lamb of God, what we're supposed to do. And Satan put so many little things in our head to cause us, praise the Lamb of God, not to do what God has said to do. There's people that wrestle with the first fruit. Wrestling with the first fruit. What is there to wrestle about when God has said that if you give your first fruit, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm going to cause the spirit of increase to fall upon you. And then as you go across your year and increase come, I'm going to show you how to keep the favor of increase on you. And you challenging yourself, I don't know if I can do that. Okay, then sit there, praise the Lamb of God, and when you run out and there's no increase, and other people around you are talking about, oh, yeah, I just got a raise, but they ain't telling you that they paid their first fruits. They're not telling you, praise the Lamb of God, that increase is coming because they're following the pattern of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They ain't telling you that, and you sitting up, praise the Lamb of God, worrying about where the next this coming from. Because you see everything you have as yours.
Right.
When all God is doing is asking for what is his. All of it's his. What do you have, including the breath in your lungs, that don't belong to God? You have nothing.
That's right.
Even praise the Lamb of God.
Even our faith,
hallelujah,
God gives us.
Say what now?
We don't even have faith without God giving it to us. I mean, you know, there ain't nothing. There ain't nothing that I can give to God that he hasn't given me. There ain't nothing I can offer him that he hasn't given me.
Nothing.
You know, I was thinking about Abraham and his covenant prophet a couple of days ago. And it's just beginning to kind of open up and stir around for me. But here's what I felt God revealing that, you know, everybody today that's in the church wants to claim the blessings of Abraham. But Abraham walked in covenant. And we don't get to have the blessing of Abraham without the covenant. Am I right?
Yes.
So you've got all these people running around claiming that, but they refuse to fulfill their end of the covenant. Covenant is a two-way, right?
Yes.
Covenant is an agreement.
That's right.
I know. It stood to me, too. I was like, wow, God. Wow. And you know what, Prophet? I've had two pastors that have let me know that they watch the books to make sure that their leaders are tithing and offering consistently.
My God.
You know what? I appreciate that.
I used to twist the arm of my deacons and trustees and what have you when it, as it relates to tithing, but I did. The one thing I do now is to make sure if you're not a tither, then you can't be in the finance room. That's number one. You're not a tither, get out of the finance room. You don't need to be in there. Praise the Lamb of God. I make sure the people that handle the church money are tithers. When it comes to the rest of them, praise the Lamb of God, I teach my leaders. I said, you know, if you're not going to, it's just this simple. Why are you a leader in the church of God, praise the Lamb of God, when you can't lead? Why do you want this position? Why is it so important to you to be out front when you don't want to be out front, when you don't want to do what it takes? If you're not going to do what it takes, go sit in the back until you make up your mind that, you know, I'm ready for leadership.
Maybe if
because
we
all you're doing... All you're doing is being a, you're being a, what's that guy named? Achan, praise the Lamb of God. You're being an Achan, praise the Lamb of God, in the camp. When you're in leadership, praise the Lamb
right.
of God, with the confines of the church, and you're robbing God all at the same time, and then you're putting your hands on everything that has to do with the church system and what have you, you're a curse in the house.
Exactly. But the leader...
You're a curse in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. There's husbands and wives struggle with this. There's women who want to tithe, and their husbands, no, we ain't paying tithes. We going to do this with the tithes. And it's a curse. They're a curse in the house. And they don't understand. Why can't you just do what God said do with it? What is your true issue? How are you going to disagree with what the words say? How? In what way do you disagree with what God said? What kind of fool are you that you disagree with what God says? God say, put it in the storehouse and you put it in your house. You put a curse on your house. Because if God said you curse, praise the Lamb of God, you have desecrated what's mine, you have used it for unholy things, then brothers and sisters, you got a curse sitting in your house. God didn't curse you, you curse yourself.
Right. You don't have to.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Remove
maybe
from your house what belongs to God. If it belongs to God, give it to him.
Maybe
hallelujah. One way
leaders.
Or another, give it to him.
Right.
Go ahead.
Maybe if we had more leaders who would hold the leaders that they're over accountable, then maybe the house of God would start to get in order.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
When somebody comes to me and wants me to pray for them for their finances, the first thing I ask, are you a tither?
I do too. Praise the Lamb, even on this show.
If you're not a tither, then that's the first thing we're going to do. We're going to set that straight. And if you want to repent over it, you repent right now. We'll pray. You set it straight, and then we'll pray for the rest of the finances.
Yeah.
I have had multiple people come to me and whining and complaining or whatever, needing prayer for finances, and I get the tithe part straight, and they repent, and they set their heart, and within a few days, sometimes a few hours, they start receiving me.
Hallelujah. Again. All you got to do is get that heart right. You get that heart right, the rest will follow. Praise the love of God. You get that heart right. Hallelujah.
And
people, again, this goes back
to what it looks like to me. It's getting it right with God, where God really knows that your
right.
heart has changed and you've turned, because that's when he can open.
Kelly, it goes back to the word of God that says, praise the Lamb of God, if you abide in me and my word abide in you.
Ooh, there you go.
It's the abiding word, praise the Lamb of God. The abiding word of God.
Wow.
If you abide in me, then you're abiding in the incarnate word of God. If his word is abiding in you, then you're abiding in the Logos, praise the Lamb of God, and the Rhema. I tell people all the time, those three, that trichotomy is in fact a trinity, praise the Lamb of God, blessing in your life. But all three of them have to be in place. I cannot be out of Christ and out of fellowship with Christ, which is my last point here, is, praise the people of God, communion with the Father, praise the Lamb of God, the communion with the Father. And I'm not taking, I ain't talking about just the bread and the wine. Communion with the Father deals with your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your word life, hallelujah, and the life that you live. Communing with the Father, spending time with God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, shows forth that I'm in Christ, hallelujah. I'm in the incarnate Christ. I'm in him because Christ spent time with his Father. Since Christ is me, Christ leads me, praise the Lamb of God, to spend time with his Father. Hallelujah. You spend time with the Father in prayer, in praise, in worship, and in your word life, people of God. Hallelujah. You can't be in Christ and Christ in you, and Christ, his Spirit, does not lead you to fellowship and relationship with the Father. He's going to lead you right there. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. His word, he is exalted above his own name.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So the word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, is high of high import to him. Praise the Lamb of God. And that we are obedient to this word. So if I'm abiding in Christ and Christ is abiding in me, I have fellowship with the Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I can't have fellowship with the Father and the Son and no fellowship of the Word. Praise the Lamb of God. If the Word of God, hallelujah, is the high priority to the Father, then God will make it a high priority to me. Hallelujah. That should be an absolute automatic to the believer that the Word of God is a high priority to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's not quoting your favorite scripture. Because we just like to walk around saying the Lord is my shepherd and he that dwelleth in the secret place and all of these kinds of scriptures that we remember, praise the Lamb of God, without remembering the abiding, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So if I abide in his word, I'm obedient to his word. I'm abiding in this word. There's no sense in me abiding it. I'm not going to obey it. I'm learning it. I'm studying it, praise the Lamb of God, not just to teach it, but that I can walk in it, that I can live it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Then, praise the Lamb of God, the Rhema, what God speaks to me, hallelujah, has to be priority in my life. Whatever he says to me, whatever he says to me, I have some friends and stuff around the country right now. Some, praise the Lamb of God, that's got a little distaste in my mouth, in their mouth with me because I didn't attend the conference last week that was held in Atlanta. But God told me four times that I could not attend.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't out of malice, hatred, or nothing. It was out of obedience. So anybody who got a distaste in my mouth, I could care less Praise the Lamb of God. Because I abide in his word. His word abides in me. God speaks to me. And when he tells me something, you think I'm going to roll the dice on my life?
No.
Go get in a plane and fall out the sky? Or a brick fall on my head? It's not happening. It's not happening. I got too much wisdom for that. Praise the Lamb of God. And I love God above my mother, my father, my children, my grandchildren, and anybody else that has ever come in my life or ever will. Pray. I'm sorry, people of God. I haven't found nobody down here to love as much as I love God. I just haven't.
But Prophet, how many others do you think it was only you that God spoke to and told you not to go to the conference?
I don't know, and I didn't search for him. All I know is what he told me.
Exactly, and I'm not saying that. But here's the thing. You know, actually, I was just thinking about this before I called you. You know,
say what now?
I was just thinking about this before I called in. That, you know, if we search it out and look at all the things that God told his prophets to do that was counter to culture, it was counter to what everybody else thought they should do, but they stood, and they stood alone, and they did what God told them to.
Yeah.
We've got to get out of this idolatry.
Yeah, God has to test our obedience, too, to him. Praise the Lamb of God. There comes a time in life, praise the Lamb, when you talked about the Abrahamic covenant and relationship, when there comes a time in your relationship with God that God is going to see you where your loyalties really lie. He's going to check you out. He's going to say, before I release to you what I really want to give to you, I want to make sure you mine.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God, and that you're going to obey me. Hallelujah. Because I struggled with it.
I know.
And I'm not ashamed to say I struggled with it. I've been doing this conference with them for several years, and I've been there every year. I'm an intricate part of it. In the development of it and everything. And know I am. And knew what it was going to cost. Praise the Lamb of God. But none of that. If God tell me I'm going to my church Sunday, I ain't going. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, no. Come on.
I don't care if it's babies need dedicated or what. If God tell me to stay home, and he has told me to stay home before. God has told me to stay in the house. I have dressed to leave, and the Spirit of God say, do not leave the house today. I have said, I'll never forget, Kelly, I'll never forget, I was leaving the house one day. I've shared this before. I was leaving the house. I was living with my mother. I was on my way to Moody Bible College. I enrolled in Moody Bible College. I was a student there when I was about, I guess, right out of high school. And that fall, right out of high school, praise the Lamb of God, I enrolled in Moody Bible College. I accepted my calling, praise the Lamb of God. In November, I enrolled in Moody Bible College. And I was about to go to school, and my mother came to me and said, Michael? I said, yes. She said, the Lord told me to tell you don't leave the house this afternoon. I said, Mama, I got to go to school. I just got off work. Mom, I got to take a shower. I got to get to school. Michael, she said, the Lord said, don't leave the house. Now, you need to stay here. I said, Ma, I don't believe God told you to tell me to stay home today when I'm going to a Bible college. I ain't going down here to no club or nothing. I'm going to study the word of God. I got in my car. Jermaine, when I pulled out of the driveway, I backed out the driveway. Before the car got out the driveway, another car coming through the back hit the back of that car and tore the back end straight off of it.
Wow.
And my mother was standing up at upstairs there on the back porch looking down at me, shaking her head.
Wow.
And you know what she told me? I told you the Lord said don't leave the house.
The Holy Spirit was speaking to her. The Spirit was saying, and mom knows best.
Took back end straight off my car.
Wow.
God be my judge. Praise the Lamb of God. Is Jocelyn on the line? Jocelyn, push one. Jocelyn on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn Buckley. Is Jocelyn there? All right, I'm going to tell the story. If she's here, she'll come back in. Praise the Lamb of God. Her farm line is here anyway. Watch this. I don't even know how long ago it was, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But there was a guy that Jocelyn, praise the Lamb of God, knew in the aviation, praise the Lamb of God, there in Albuquerque that flew planes, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. Blah, blah, blah. She fly plane, this, that, another. And she was talking to me about him one day, praise the Lamb of God. And I told her, I said, the Spirit of the Lord came over me. The Spirit of the Lord said, tell her, do not ever get in a plane with him again. So I told her, I said, do not get in a plane with that man again. I told her. She said, what? I said, Bob. She said, well, Bob, I really want to fly in this new plane or something that he's about to get or something, blah, 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 blah. I said, Jocelyn, the Lord said, don't fly with that man again. She said, but why? I said, then the Lord said, tell her. He going to die, and he going to die, and I'm playing. So I told her.
Oh, wow.
I was at the conference at her church, and it came on the news that he had crashed his plane.
And died. Oh, my God.
It came on the news that he had this guy had crashed his plane. Jocelyn could push one to tell you I'm telling the truth. Sometimes the warning of God will save your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Your obedience to God will save your life. Praise the Lamb of God.
So, Pastor Shakespeare, so when you actually get that revelation, God puts you, like you said, he tests your obedience, and he puts you through, which I call a spiritual initiation. It puts you to the test to see if you're worthy. And once he puts you through that test, like you said, I'm gonna obey God no matter what the cost is. Like you said, I'm here to please God and save my life. So I understand what you're saying now. As far as you in this world, you can't please everybody. You better please God first and obey. So that's what it boils down to.
Truly. Praise the Lamb of God. You better know who has the reins to your and control of your life. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to you. Because I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah, you can step out of your door and die. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Now let's flip the coin over here, Jermaine. Let's flip the coin over, Kelly. If, in fact, praise the Lamb of God, the Word of God is just that important, praise the Lamb of God, just that important, then Jocelyn just texted me and said she was on the phone. She's on another line, but she is listening to the show and said that I got it right, praise the Lamb of God, what I said. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If the Word of God is that important to us, praise the Lamb of God, the Rhema Word of God, hallelujah, being in fellowship with God is that important to us, people of God, beyond any promise that you want from God, you better get the promise of the latter-day outpouring, praise the Lamb, the prophetic anointing on your ear and your inner ear that you can hear the voice of God, praise the Lamb of God. And then stay in a fellowship with God, hallelujah, whereas that God is speaking to you. Because I'm telling you, you know, today, with the way Satan is exploding all over the place, I mean, people just walk in with a gun and go to shooting and things of that nature. You need to be hearing God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You really need to be hearing God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to be acknowledging God in this season. Hallelujah. This is not the season, people of God. Hallelujah. This season of promise is not the season. God can bless you with the abundance of wealth, praise the Lamb of God, and somebody rob you out of every penny you got because you can't hear God. You can go in an accountant's office, and God will be trying to tell you, don't go there. and you are signed on the dotted line, and you can't hear God saying, don't sign those papers, because somebody took you in there to say, this is the man. He'll do this, he'll do that, and before you know it, you broke. But you better hear God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. You better hear God in this season, people of God, and understand how important the Word of God is in obeying the Word of God. I tell people this all the time, Kelly. Jermaine, I tell people this all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell them this all the time. There is no sense in God speaking to you if you're not going to obey him.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding, 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 ding. That is, it makes no sense. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. And God knows them that trust him. Hallelujah. You need to look, run your concordance on the word trust. Praise the Lamb of God. He knoweth them that trust in him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you trust God, hallelujah, whatever God tells you, you're going to obey it. Praise God. Beyond Heckel, Jekyll, and everybody else who wants you to look odd and make you feel indifferent because you obeyed God. Hallelujah. I promise you ain't going to miss my blessing. In that department.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Hallelujah. Because there's only two people in life that could challenge me to do something, praise the Lamb of God, that I might have an argument with God about because his word told me to honor them, and that's my mother and my father. Both of them are in the grave. Both of them gone to be with the Lord. I have nobody else to challenge me. I'm just being honest, people. I have nobody else to challenge me when it comes down to what the Lord say to me. My mother and father is gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My mother and father is gone. If I was like in Chicago and the Spirit of the Lord tell me, go home. And I call my mother and say, okay, Mom, I'm on the way home and blah, 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 blah. On my way back to Detroit, my mother say, son, come by here and do this. I need you to do this for me. And I'd be like, Ma, I want to come, but the Lord told me to go home. Son, I need you to come by here and do it. If this is not taken care of, it's going to blah, 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 blah. See, now I'm challenged because this is my mother. And the Bible tells me to honor my father and my mother. Now I've got to pull over on the side of the road and go to praying and say, Lord, what must I do? Mom, want me, can I go by there and do this and then come go home? Or is it imperative for me to continue on my journey in the way that you told me? Praise the Lamb of God, see. But mama gone. Daddy gone. So everybody else is on the next row of seats in my life. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lord. Nobody in mama and daddy's position.
Ding, ding, ding.
Nobody is in mama and daddy's position in my life. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. That can get me to get into a debate with God about anything that God tells me to do. Nobody. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I believe that's why God trusts me with his word so much. I really do. I believe that's why he gives me revelations the way he does. And I believe that's why God uses me the way he does in healings and deliverances and everything, because God knows I'm going to obey him. If God tells me to sprinkle water, I sprinkle water. He tells me to do this with the water, I do this. God tell me to, I just do what he does. And I don't try to do it sensationally. I just do what God said do. If the glory and the presence of the Lord comes strong, it comes. If it don't, I still did what he told me to do. He tell me to give you some money, I give it to you. That's the way I roll. Praise the Lamb of God. I just obey God. It was accounted unto Abraham for righteousness because he obeyed God. Not because he sat up and read the word of God all day and spoke in tongues. It was accounted unto him for righteousness because he obeyed God. He believed God and he obeyed God. I believe God and I obey God. That's my stance. That's my righteous stance right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I tell anybody at any time in any place, Hallelujah. Living the called life, people of God. When you live the called life, you've been called out of the world. When you live the called life, God has called your name. When you live the called life, praise the Lamb of God, because you know the will of God for your life. Hallelujah. The promises for your life are sure. Are sure. They will not fail. Praise the Lamb of God if you keep your covenant. Hallelujah. You keep that covenant. Keep hold to it. Walk in the covenant that Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, has made ready for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Number two, no compromise with the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't compromise with the world, people of God, because when you're compromising with the world, praise the Lamb of God, you're compromising your promise. Promise is in the word compromise. Praise the Lamb of God. Number three, hallelujah, your fellowship with God, your communion with the Father is of vital importance. Under normal circumstances, if your communion is tight, praise the Lamb of God, the other two will fall in place. If your communion with the Father, your prayer life, your word life, praise the Lamb of God, all of that is in place, then your covenant life, praise the Lamb of God, and your compromised life, hallelujah, is in order. You'll be all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Then you must understand that you're a peculiar person, that you are the elect of God, you're the chosen of God. Before the world was, praise the Lamb of God, God knew your name. Before the world was, he had already spoke, praise the Lamb of God. He has already spoke and had given you, praise the Lamb of God, all you need for this race. When you came into the world, praise the Lamb of God, God had already made it possible, praise the Lamb of God, for you, hallelujah, to do all that you needed to do. Your way is made, people of God. Relax in knowing that your way is made. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. You are the elect of God. You are the predestined. That is a predetermined date, praise the Lamb of God, that God has already, before the world was, set in his heart and mind concerning you. Hallelujah. Where you have to go, if you get in the will of God, everything is taken care of already. Hallelujah. Everything is taken care of. Talking about that Ambassador Clinton, she don't have to worry about nothing when she get ready to travel. It's all taken care of. As long as she stay in the will of the president and the business of the United States, everything is taken care of. As long as you stay in the will of God, praise the Lamb of God, everything is taken care of. You will eat. You will sleep. You will have garments. You will be protected. You have heaven backing you. Praise the Lamb of God. Just walk in the will, the way, and the word of God. I love you, people of God. We got to get out of here. Kelly, thank you for being with us on the show today. Jermaine, thank you for being here with us on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you guys. Be blessed knowing that the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, is doing a new thing in your life. Get ready for your promise. I'm excited about your future. See you on the page tonight. Praise the Lamb of God at 10:30. We will be teaching the book of Revelation, 10:30 Eastern time. See you on the page.
Amen. Victory. Faith has been restored. I will.
potter, I'm the clay.